The opinions and ideas expressed on this show do not necessarily reflect those held by Hamilton College, WHCL-FM as a whole, or the trustees of Hamilton College.
For the third time today, it's reminiscent of those pictures we've all seen too much on television before, when a building was deliberately still destroyed by world-class dynamite to knock it down.
What happened to the Building 7 on the morning of 9/11? What happened to the Building 7 on the morning of 9/11? You saw with your two eyes and brain that it was not hit by the plane, and yet it fell to the ground. What brought Building 7 down?
I said, you know, we've had such terrible loss of life. Maybe the smartest thing to do is pull it. And they made that decision to pull, and then we watched the building collapse.
Frequently, when buildings are old, they are brought down in a way that's controlled. They rig them with dynamite and pull everyone off of the site. They push the plunger and down they go. They demolish them fast and thorough. When the Building 7 fell to the ground, that was just the way it fell down.
Hello? Oh, we're getting ready to pull Building 6.
How quick we were to cast the blame. Steel buildings never fall due to flame. Yet it was Osama and then Saddam and whoever else we could bomb. And they lied, there was a steel core. But soon we were marching to war, bawling vengeance for 9/11. And we forgot about the Building 7.
The 9/11 Commission report implicitly admitted that it could not explain the collapse of this building by not even mentioning it.
And as for the jet fuel making a fire, it was a matchstick, not a funeral pyre. It never would have melted that steel, but we don't think as good as we feel. So three buildings fell at free fall speed due to the PNAC's power lust and greed, saying, remember the 9/11. Just forget about the Building 7.
Make no mistake, the United States will hunt down and punish those responsible for these cowardly acts.
Yeah, right, George. Tell me another one. Anyway, yes, that was the Carpal Tunnel Kid from this year. This year it was done. Before that, an old classic Calypso, He Blow the Dynamite. They sure did. They found fragments of sulfur and thermite in the buildings, molten steel, for months afterward in both towers and in Building 7, which nobody seems to talk about, which that song did. So you've heard about it now. Look it up on the internet. There's a lot of stuff out there. And that was, before that, Attila the Hun, the Dynamite, 1937 approximately. No date on that one on my liner notes. Starting with The Lion, Babu La La, 1938. Now, in a similar vein, and we're getting off this topic very soon, we're going back to pure diatribe, King David's Jug Band, Tear It Down, 1930.
Holler for leave. She took down biscuits, cooked on brown. Started working when turning around, when the kids know the mutiny in your stall. Y'all tear it down, keep tearing down. Keep tearing it down. Keep tearing it down. Keep can't turn it down. When you catch another music in your stall, don't tear it down. Myself, no, I ain't ashamed. Just see that monkey whipping that cocaine. When I stash you, rang the bell, police in there, they give him cocaine. When you catch another mule kicking in your stall, don't tear it down, keep tearing down, keep tearing down, keep tearing down, keep tearing down. When you catch another mule kicking in your stall, don't tear it down. Shake your shimmy like I'm shaking mine. You shake your shimmy and you shake it fast. You can't shake your shimmy, shake your yes, yes, yes. Now you the dirty mistreater, rubber and a cheater, slip you in the dust. Your pappy is your cousin, your mama do the Lord, you know. Go your mama going across the field, running and a shaking like an automobile. I hollered at your mama and I told her to wait. She slipped away from me like a Cadillac 8. Now she's a running mistreater, robber and a cheater. Pappy is a cousin, slip you in the dust. Your mama do the Lord, it all. Like your mama and like your sister too. I did like your daddy, but your daddy wouldn't do. Met your daddy on the corner the other day. You know about that he was funny that way. So now he's a funny mistreater, robber and a cheater. Slip you in the dust. Your papa is your cousin. Your mama do the Lord, the Lord. God made him an elephant and he made him stout. Wasn't satisfied until he made him a snout. Made his snout just as long as a rail. He wasn't satisfied until he made him a tail. He made his tail just to fan the fly. He wasn't satisfied until he made him some eyes.
He made his eye just to look over the grass. And one satisfied tell me that yes. Made it yes. And didn't get it fixed. And one satisfied until it made him sick. It made him sick, Lord, and made him well. You know about that the elephant caught hell. Now he's a dirty mistreater, a robber and a cheater. Slip you in the dust, your papa is your cousin. Your mama do the Lord and all.
There's just two kinds of people, the sinner and the saint. There's one that gets and always got, while the other poor one ain't. Oh, the rich man drives his Lincoln past the red light with a grin, and the poor man follows right behind in his little hunk of tin. There's a motorcycle copper following up on that trail. Oh, the rich man tears his ticket, but the poor man goes to jail. Oh, the rich man takes the high road anywhere that he may go, but when the poor man's traveling, he must always take the low. So if you're rich, you'll travel snug as peas are in the pod. Oh, the rich man rides the cushion and the poor man rides the rod. Oh, the rich man, when he's ailing, stays at home and calls the doc. But the poor man has to go to work, be in time to punch a clock. The rich man takes his medicine, has his doctors and his nurse. So the rich man, he gets better, but the poor man, he gets worse. Oh, the rich man steals a million from the bank that he controls, while the poor man steals a loaf of bread or a penny's worth of rolls. They take them to the courthouse. One is laughing, one's in tears. Oh, the rich man gets an apology, while the poor man gets 10 years. Oh, the rich man gets a lawyer, and the lawyer pleads his case, while the poor man asks for sympathy, but of that there is no trace. So if you're rich, don't worry, but the poor must give up hope. Oh, the rich man gets acquitted, while the poor man gets the rope. Oh, the rich man, when he kicks off, has a casket made of gold, while the poor man has a wooden box and his grave looks mighty cold. The rich man gets a sermon, but here's one thing that's sure: when the rich man takes that long last ride, he's as much dead as the poor.
Cold comfort, that, I'm afraid. That was Bob Miller from 1932. Rather clean recording. Bluebird put out a bunch of things on a couple of CDs not too long ago, and then we're going to play another one of them. Those transfers are excellent. Nice to say something about the corporations for a change, rather than these little hobbyists with their 78s, of which I am one. It's nice to have them do something once in a while worth remarking upon in a favorable light. Before that, Speckled Red, The Dirty Dozen. Are they talking about the project for the New American Century? Maybe. As far as I'm concerned, they are, from 1929. And starting with King David's Jug Band, Tear It Down, 1930. So I'll give you another website, and perhaps I should even put a link to it on from Radiola. I do have a link to the Scholars for 9/11 Truth on Radiola. But my friend was at the protest in Guantanamo gear, in Abu Ghraib garb, and he and I have been working on this website for some time now. Utikins for 911truth.blogspot.com, and it would be 911 is numerals, not, so that would be just too long to spell. But Utikins for 911truth.blogspot.com, and we publish things from time to time. But you'll see the pictures on my Radiola blog. Next week I won't be political. But I figured since politics was invading my space, I would react in a political fashion. And next week, as I say, we'll be back to fun and games. Not that this isn't fun, because it is. Okay, that was King David's Jug Band with Tear It Down. That was pretty much what they did, too. if you know what I mean. Now, on Radiola, keeping it pretty consistent here, Philip Spitalny and his orchestra from 1926, Ripping It Off.
You sent him far away, you shouted hip hooray, but look at him today. Remember my forgotten man, you had him cultivate the land. He walked behind a plow, the sweat fell from his brow, but look at him right now. And once he used to love me, I was happy then. He used to take care of me. Won't you bring him back again? 'Cause ever since this world began, a woman's got to have a man. Forgetting him, you see, means you forgetting me, like my forgotten.
That was Dick, 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 Dick Cheney, Lay a Little Egg for Me. Actually, well, you heard the title in there. I'm not going to amend that. That was from 1926, Ted Weems and his great band, Parker Gibbs in there, too. Before that, we had George Hall and his orchestra, Loretta Lee, singing Remember My Forgotten Man. We put a rifle in his hand. Of course, that could be taken many ways, I suppose. Depending on who's holding the rifle and what it's for. Our vice president has some experience holding a rifle, and I wouldn't want to get near him. he's his own security detail, actually. Before that, Philip Spitalny, Phil Spitalny to you, ripping it off. goes without saying. 1926, here on WHCL 88.7 FM and WHCL.org. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr., and I'm in deep trouble. But I don't mind. I'm having fun. Having lots and lots of fun. Fun, fun. And now we continue with some traditional jazz. From 1923, starting with King Oliver's Creole Jazz Band. Another dedication here, Crooked Blues.
Thank you.
That was a surprise for even me, because I just found out about that group last week. Those are the Bourbon Street Stompers, and they're a German band. Germany. And I found out about them from my correspondent in Birmingham, England. Had seen them at the festival, the jazz festival over there. Thanks, Anna. I do appreciate that. They are excellent. Fine group. And of course, I'll have to actually buy their record. That was sort of a borrow from the internet, but good stuff. Snake Rag, that was from 03 of this, 3 years ago, from the album Those Strutton Syncopators. They've got a new one out, too, but that was Those Strutton Syncopators, and they were strutting. Before that, the original recording, King Oliver's Creole Jazz Band Snake Rag from 1923, 80 years before, and the jazz, that's one of those Jazz Heritage CDs. Before that, the same CD, Crooked Blues. And that was from the same year of 23. Snake Rag, obviously, because Cheney is a shape-shifting reptilian life form, although there is an alternate view, and of course we want equal time here, which would say that he's a heartless, cold-blooded killer. So there is a balance there. Before that, and before that, of course, we had Crooked Blues, and that's the Halliburton thing. Gotta say it. The guys, they're shoveling money like mad. And now we continue with French music, for those who love such things. Lisa, this stuff is very French. The first two are really, really, really French. Damia, D-A-M-I-A. La Guignette, Affirme ses volets. I don't know what that means, but that's from 1934. Lots of nice accordion in here. And I'm sure all you people who really love the French will like this. Yep.
La guinguette a fermé ses volets, les joyeux triolets de l'accordéon fusent. On voit comme sur un écran les profils inquiétants dont les ombres s'amusent. On dit que pourtant un costaud qui frise à l'échafaud pour des vendus qui rusent vient d'entrer rageur en vengeur, oui mais... La guinguette a fermé ses volets. Le rythme des pas incertains, soudain, serait-ce l'heure? Et dans l'accordéon plaintif, craintif, un son demeure. Des jurons de voix mâle et des râles, la chute de corps lourd, hargneux des coups sourds. La guinguette a fermé ses volets, le même son inquiet de l'accordéon glace. On voit comme sur un écran des couples haletants dont les ombres grimacent. On devine au choc la fureur des costauds en sueur qui roulent et qui s'enlacent. On voudrait bien voir et savoir, oui, mais la guinguette a fermé ses volets. Le calme revient brusquement, vraiment. Était-ce un leurre? Pourquoi ces sanglots convulsifs, furtifs, des femmes pleurent? Là-bas, un groupe traîne vers la Seine. Quelques paquets maudits qui sombrent la nuit. La guinguette a rouvert ses volets, les joyeux triolets de l'accordéon fusent. Les lampions éclairent discrets, les couples guilleraient en leurs ombres confuses. On dit que ce soir le costaud qui frisa l'échafaud pour des vendus qui rusent est sorti très gai, est-ce vrai? Oui, mais la guinguette avait mis ses volets.
Gringalet, aussi laid qu'un basset, mais je l'aime. bancal, du côté cérébral, mais ça m'est bien égal, s'il a l'air anormal. C'est complet, il est muet, ses quinquets sont en biais, c'est un fait tel qu'il est, il me plaît. Il est carré, mais ses épaules par du carton sont rembourrées. Quand il est tout nu, ça fait drôle, on n'en voit plus que la moitié. Il n'a pas un seul poil sur la tête, mais il en a plein sur ses gambettes. Et celui qu'il a dans la main, c'est pas du poil, c'est du crin. Tel qu'il est, il me plaît, il me fait de l'effet, et je l'aime. C'est un vrai gringalet, aussi laid qu'un basset, mais je l'aime. Il est bancal, du côté cérébral, mais ça m'est bien égal, s'il a l'air anormal. C'est complet, il est muet, ses quinquets sont en biais, c'est un fait, tel qu'il est, il me plaît.
Thank you.
Ultra Fox, the Quintet of the Hot Club of France. That's sort of what Chinese viewing habits are. Apparently, one of the conditions is that all the TVs around them have to be tuned to Fox News, which would suggest preaching to the choir master. It sure does. The media doesn't like me. No, of course they love you, Dick. They do, honestly. Why did they want you in twice? Why didn't they complain when they stole the election twice? Why did they just deride Al Gore and make fun of the other millionaire who was pro-war, skull and bones, John Kerry? Why did they, if they really wanted a change, why didn't they go after someone like Dean and support him? No, they love you, Dick. You're part of them. You're part of their corporate continuum. The media loves you. And since this isn't part of the media, we have a right to our own opinion. And I don't necessarily hate Dick Cheney, just like I don't hate a bug. Bug can't help being a bug, but sort of creeps me out when I find it in my oatmeal. And I don't want Dick Cheney in my oatmeal. Nor should you. I think you would. They would put you off oatmeal for a while, just like it's put me off democracy. Anyway, or or the pretensions thereof. The pro-war millionaire on the other side won in Ohio, but they didn't count those votes. Huge voter fraud, just like we just perpetrated in Mexico, so we could get our own way. Isn't it wonderful? Yes, I'll play another disclaimer, don't worry. This is Andy Sr., the anti-Rush, on WHCL 88.7 FM and WHCL.org, and we're moving our mouth, and you can move your business. But there is lots of good music, so you can turn the radio up in a second, because I'm going to begin. But before the Quintet of the Hot Club of France and Ultra Fox from 35, we had Frehel. Again, pronunciation, God knows. Tel qu'il il me plaît from 1936. I know, my bad Utica French. Damia la Guignette, a fermé ses volets, 1934. They'd never let me over there. They'd hear my mouth and they'd say, you go back to America where the Uticans are. Now, which is okay. Joe Wingy Minone and his Club Royal Orchestra describes how I feel when I find a Cheney in my oatmeal. Downright disgusted, 1928.
Listen, people, let me sing a song to you. I really don't know just what I'm going to do. That girl of mine, she left me flat. She didn't say when she'd come back. Now what's the reason? I can't say. Just why that girl of mine, she went away. But I guess some other boy with his smooth life took the girl I thought was mine. That's why I'm downright disgusted, downright disgusted. Can't get her off my mind. Hey, I gave her everything a good man could. She said she loved me and I thought she would. I stood for her fooling round of old every sort, and even gave her money when her own ran short. Downright disgusted, feeling blue. Every day is a rainy day for me. I fixed her bath on a Saturday night and tucked her in bed when she came home tight. That's why I'm downright disgusted, Lordy, downright disgusted. Can't get her off my mind, that gal. Can't get her off my mind. Thank you.
you know, I just met old Bob Sylvester, and what he had to tell me was plenty. That man knows everything about everybody.
You really think so?
I sure do.
Well, let me tell you about some folks you ain't tuned in on yet. Who gathers all the talk of the town? Who gives it to you, does it up brown? Who caters to the gossipy tribe? Dr. Heckle and Mr. Jive. They corner each and all of the clues. They publish what's soon become news. Livewise, you had better subscribe to Dr. Heckle and Mr. Jive. When there's room for argument, get out them hammer and tongs. They don't know from nothing, so they always wind up kicking the gongs. Say, if you want to hear them begin, just bring around a bottle of gin. Take a lesson on how to imbibe from Dr. Heckle and Mr. Jive.